Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Ches. Heichan Pikadoni, the guy says to another guy, hey, where's my Pikadon that I gave you? Amalo Nignaf, he says it was stolen, and Amash Amrachinam, so I'm Pater and Kenev Vaveda. Mashbiachani, I make you swear that it was stolen. Vamaramein, he says, I hereby accept that Shavua. Ve'edim Edim also Shekinavo, but then Edim come and say that he himself stole it. Mishayim Tashlum Kefel, he has to pay Kefel, just like a Galav would normally have to pay Kefel, but he doesn't have to pay the Chomesh or the Asham, because he was never Moda, and you only pay Chomesh and Asham when there's a Hoda Me'atzmo. If he admitted himself that he had stolen it, then Mishalim Karen v'Chomesh v'Asham, then he pays the Karen plus Chomesh and Asham, but he's going to be Pater from Kefel, because Kefel is a Knas, and a person is not Mishalim Knas al Pi'atzmo. If he admits to a Knas, a Moda B'Knas is Pater, so by admitting to the Knas, he's going to be Pater. Mishnah Tes, Hagozelas Aviv V'Nishbalo, if a person stole something from his father, and he swore falsely to his father, saying that he doesn't owe him anything, the mace, and then the father dies, and then the son confesses that he really stole it from the father. He has to pay the keren and the chomesh to his father's other sons, or his father's other, or his father's brothers, meaning whoever the yorshim are, aside from himself. Even though he also is one of the yorshim, he's not allowed to keep any portion of that for himself. That goes entirely to the other yarshim. And we know that because it says the brothers of the father. The brothers of the father would receive nothing if there's a son. The son is the sole yorish. If there's only one son and just a bunch of brothers, but we still see it goes to the next yarshim because this yorish is not included. Ve'meino rotza, and if he doesn't want to give up his share of the thing that he had stolen, o she'en lo, or he doesn't have enough money to be able to give it up, love uvapalichov pan v'nefraim, he can borrow money from somebody, and then the Balchov can come and collect that from the stolen property that he inherited and that he gave away. Meaning the Ganav borrows whatever amount of money is the same as his portion of the thing that he stole, and then he gives the whole thing that he stole to the other Yarshim, and then the guy that he borrowed from will collect his Chov from those other Yarshim, and that way the Ganav will have fulfilled his obligation to give back the whole thing, and yet he'll still be able to have his share of the Yerusha of that very item. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches we said that if a guy claims that the Pikadon was stolen and then he swears to it, and then Edom testify that he stole it, he's going to pay Kefel, but if he was Moda on his own, he doesn't pay Kefel, but he'll pay the Keren Chom, he'll pay the Chomesh and the Asham. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that someone who steals from his father and swears falsely, and then the father dies, so you pay the Keren Chomesh to the other Yarshim. If he doesn't want to, or he doesn't have the money to be able to do that, he could borrow money from somebody else, give back the whole thing to the other Yarshim, and that Balchov can come collect this guy's portion from the other Yarshim. But next time, we'll pick up the Parak Tes, Mishnah Yud.